If the presidential race were a contest to see whose name could be morphed into more new and often ridiculous words and phrases, one candidate would easily be declared the winner.
So-called Obama-mania.
Obamaphilia.
Barackstar.
Barackford Files.
Our friends over at Slate.com have gotten caught up in the act. This week they released Obamamania, the English language Barackified. Chris Wilson is the book's editor, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Chris, how did all of this get started?
Well, a bunch of editors and writers at Slate were noticing that a lot of these Obama words were cropping up in the course of, you know, reporting for the election. You know, we had the idea that maybe we should start, you know, sort of looking out for them and collecting them for some kind of project. And, you know, that sounded like a lot of work to me, so I figured we could just make them up ourselves and that would be a lot faster.
So what are some of your favorite ones?
You know, I've always liked Baroctinagerian, which would be, you know, octogenarian actually means a person over 80. But we figured, given the age demographics of the Obama campaign, you know, we said an own Obama supporter over the age of 20. That makes
nice.
You old on the campaign.
Nice.
Let's see. We have Barack Ness Monster, a mythical seagoing creature spotted approximately once every 4 years. Maybe a fabrication of the media. My personal favorite, Barackievelian. Describing a political strategy based on recurring emphasis on unity and hope, as first laid out in Machiavelli's The Obama.
Groan. What do you think it is about Obama's name that has inspired this? Is it all those vowels?
Yeah, you know, by having all those A's and O's, it just gives you a lot to work with in terms of finding vowel sounds in other words that you can then, you know, all you have to do is if you find that awk sound, you add a bar in front of it, or if you find an om sound, then you add an oba in front of it, and, you know, there you go.
Did you try any of this with Senator John McCain's name?
We tried a little bit, and there just wasn't much there, with the exception of sort of putting Mick in front of words that have an ain sound.
Senator got a big McGain at the poll, something
like
that?
Yeah, you know, it just doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
And your book includes both kind of the more positive associations, like Obamamania, and then there's, you know, some that have less positive connotations, Barracketeering.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we didn't sort of want the book to be 100% glowing. Many people do, particularly as the primary season progressed, feel that as this Obama mania, if you will, reaches a kind of fever pitch, you know, they find it off-putting. They don't want a celebrity and a rock star. They want a serious candidate. And, you know, so there's certainly an element of sarcasm or cynicism to it.
I'm sure you're at the point now where just about any word you come into contact with, you try to Barackify as best you can. Do you have any sense when you'll hit Barack bottom with this?
I must admit that, you know, we're currently coming up with new ones every day. You know, there's a certain amount of desperation that comes with that.
Chris Wilson of Slate.com is editor of the new book, Obamamania, the English language Barackified. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.